This is the Robin Ross Recap.
Good afternoon, Rob Forbes.
Good afternoon, Roseanne McKenzie. Why don't you introduce our guest?
Oh, my word. I'm a little bit starstruck. And when Jonathan sat down, we were like, we've got so many questions, so let's keep them for on air. Zapiro is our guest this afternoon. Welcome to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Great to be here. Thank you very much.
It is such a pleasure to have you on the show. I've been such a fan for so many years. You are a national treasure. Do you know that?
Thank you. Oh, it's a funny thing. I have been called that before. It's weird. It feels like something that should be in a museum or something. And I have been doing this for a hell of a long time.
You have. You really have. I was going through, Jonathan's got a new book out, a new collection of Zapiro cartoons, the 30th edition.
It is the 30th annual. I did my first one in 1996.
Can you imagine?
A very momentous sort of send-off. I tried to go really big.
Yeah.
And I think it worked.
Absolutely.
It worked. I went to my publishers and I said, they were then becoming my publishers.
Yeah.
David and Mari. I went to them and I said, look, I'd like to do this book. And they said, well, we like your work a lot. We'd like to do 1,500. And I said to them, 1,500? I wouldn't do anything less than 5,000.
Yeah.
And they kind of looked at me like, who the hell do you think he is? And they said, we'll do some market research. And so they went out. And while I was busy trying to get the book together, I didn't know what it was going to look like, what it was going to feel. Now it's a formula. But then I was trying to work it out. They came back to me and they said, we've done some market research. We'll do 7,000. I said, okay, good. So then a week later, they said, we'll do 8,000. And a week later, they said, 9,000. All very good, except I didn't have a book yet. And then I was like, oh, my God, I've got to get a cover and title. And then I was thinking, what will be the title? The title, the Mandela years. Great, great. Not quite. Mm. The Madiba years. And
better.
I got that. And I thought, well, then I have to have a shout from none other than Nelson Mandela on the back. So I phoned his spokesperson, Parks Makhlana, and I said, do you think that Madiba, I'd met him. He said, do you think he would give me a shout? He said, I'm sure he would. You just bring some of the cartoons down. Took him down to Parliament. And then I waited a couple of days and he phoned me and he said, he's written something. I said, zoomed down to Parliament, picked up this piece of paper that said, very exciting and quite accurate. And I was like, that's lekker, but like, quite accurate. That feels like rather sort of accurate.
Like, could have been more accurate.
But I then realized that Madiba's old school, huh? He's like, that's how he spoke.
Mm.
So old school is exactly, quite means exactly.
Yeah. Mm.
It's spot on accurate.
You've got it down.
And then I got the arch to actually do the launch at the old townhouse with like about more than 300 people. And the arch, sorry, I'm just like swimming into the, this is the first one that because, and then after that, it's like any questions, but I'd just say, it's a lovely thing about the arch. What happened then was that, and also I'd met him before and he was fantastic. So it's at this lovely balcony, old townhouse, all the people are down below. And there's this thing where I'm sort of waiting in the wings and so is the arch. And we come out, so the arch comes out under this balcony with all the creeper and the ivy and all these people drinking wine. And he comes out in his magenta robes and he says, I feel like Juliet. So that Juliet was the send-off I got from annual one, and it sort of really, that's kind of the momentum that I got from that.
That's so lovely, because I'm just looking at a list of the titles. The thing is, they take me back to specific moments in South Africa. So, if you read the title, Take Two Veg and Call Me in the Morning, you know exactly where we were as the country, the last sushi.
But before you leave, Take Two Veg and Call Me in the Morning, we had the launch of Take Two Veg and Call Me in the Morning at Fruit and Veg City.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. I really tried to kind of make these annuals like a kind of a themed event.
Yeah. Mm.
And that was a big, the Pirates of Polokwane. I mean, that was like everybody was on edge. Zuma supporters were exultant, but other people were kind of on edge that here was this guy that we knew to be corrupt. Coming in, he'd just been made the head of the ANC, and he was going to become the head of the government. He was going to become president. So That one actually held that launch in Polsmoor Prison. Because I also was launching the Mandela Files, my big hardcover. I launched those two things together, and it was the 20th anniversary of my detention in Polsmoor when Madiba was still in Polsmoor. And when they thought, the security police thought that I was on the committee organizing for his birthday. So there were many. So it was always as you say, it's kind of memory lane, but key moments in the country.
Yeah, completely.
You must not run out of material. The jokes write themselves here in this country. Do you just look through the newspaper and go, okay, next one?
The first part is right. The first part, and I don't run out of material. The idea that the jokes write themselves, I hold Peter Dirk Ace, who, by the way, wrote the foreword for my first annual as well. But I hold him responsible, and I absolutely love Peter Dirk. I always say, he's the one who says, the government writes my material. to an extent, if you're doing stand-up, you can sometimes just sort of read the stuff that they've done, you know, the apartheid era people or current government, whatever. But as a satirist generally, you know, all of us satirists, whether it is the stand-ups or the cartoonists or any other satirist, there's a hell of a lot that you have to do. You can't just report what's happening, even if it's crazy.
Yeah.
You've got to twist it or give some new idea, because anything that is funny is where there is a twist you've got to find the twist.
And it's so important, because powerful people have power and they can do whatever they want all the time. The one thing they cannot stand is us laughing at them.
That is true. I you get the odd occasion, where you get somebody who is such a sort of a narcissist that they actually don't care. I mean, I remember a couple of run-ins with people like that who I thought would be really kind of angry at me, and they just love any publicity. But most of them are very sensitive. Their reaction to me as a cartoonist or a satirist is dependent on how well or badly I think that they think they're doing. If they know they're doing badly, then they love the cartoons. If they are doing well, they love the cartoons. Yeah. If they're doing badly, then you know they hate you.
Because you're calling them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Jonathan Shapiro is our guest this afternoon. We are going to be chatting to him a little bit more about his 30th annual collection. It's called What Else Could Go Wrong? Shapiro is still chatting to us about his 30th annual collection. It's called What Else Could Go Wrong? It's so funny. There are some of the cartoons in here are just so absolutely spot on. You are up in Joburg because you're doing some book signings, and there will be time for people to come and hear you talk. What is happening this evening?
So this evening we're on our way to do I'm doing a school talk
at Sacred Heart
College. Yeah, so that's where I'll be going at 6 o'clock, and these are all open for anybody to come to if they like. Don't have to RSVP or anything like that anymore, but you know, just come along. I'll be doing book signings over the weekend. Saturday I'll be at 12:30. I'll be at Exclusive Books, Sandton City, and then I'll go on to Rosebank on Sunday, Sunday at 10 o'clock, Rosebank. And then the sort of main launch here in Joburg is on Monday evening, 5:30, at Suits and Sneakers, the Trist Archimedes Street. So, yeah, I'll have to find out where that is. But I'm very grateful that they're hosting me for that.
It's in Cramerville. I can help you with that. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's going to be lacquer. So if you want to come along and chat to Jonathan, get your book signed, you can do so on Saturday at Exclusive Books in Sandton from 12:30 until 3, and on Sunday at The Zone in Rosebank from 10 until 12 in the morning. And then the launch is on Monday. We'll make sure everything goes up on the social medias as well. I wanted to ask, who's been the person in all your years of drawing who you've had the strongest negative reaction from? Who has sent you the WhatsApp with the most four-letter words in it?
It's not about who sent me the WhatsApp, because I don't always get the direct thing. But, I mean, Jacob Zuma, if you're sued twice by the same person, once for 15 million rand and once for 7 million rand, and he's really going for you. And, I mean, one of the second lawsuit went for, the first one went for 6 years, but it was kind of bubbling under. The second lawsuit was for the Lady Justice cartoon, the Rape of Justice.
Yeah.
And that was massive. He really wanted to go for me. And even his lawyers were saying, look, this is not going to be a good idea. By the time it got to the ANC conference was coming up shortly after that, and the lawyers were saying, maybe drop it, because it's going to go very big. And eventually they asked me to apologize, and I said no. And then 24 hours before it was going to be in court, they actually finally dropped the thing. That was big. And, I had some actual confrontations with Zuma once in public at a press conference, once on the radio. And they were the second one was really funny because I said to him, look, I asked you this 2 years ago at a press conference. I said to you, why are you suing not just me, but other people who are criticizing you or reporting about you? We're doing our job. That's what we're supposed to do as journalists. And he said, I saw your cartoons. You are invading my dignity. So I wrote that down and I put it on the next book.
Who's the most difficult to draw?
Cyril has been horrendously difficult to draw. Now I've kind of got him. But I drew Cyril when he, you see, I started drawing Cyril when he was a young man and he had a big beard. He almost, and he was very heroic looking when he was.
Trade union trim. Cyril. Trade back union. In the
he
day.
Was, he was not just trade union Cyril. He was also the National Association of Democratic Lawyers Cyril. Mm. That's how I first met him in 1986 when he came to, we invited him to come and speak at a UDF launch in Cape Town. And it was, well, not more senior people than me invited him, but we all welcomed him and he was phenomenal. He was inspirational. So trade unionist and lawyer, really brilliant, fiery. He had this beard, which kind of pointy. His features were much more defined. He had more hair. He looked like a sort of an Assyrian statue. Then what happens when he came back into politics? I was like so disappointed. I was like, oh my God, sir.
To redraw
all
his hand,
he lost all that definition. I battled with him for a couple of years. And now I kind of,
got him down.
That's brilliant. Yeah. That is brilliant. What an insight.
Well, hey? I mean, how many other countries in the world would you get away with calling your president Cupcake?
Oh, the little clip of that little boy calling him Cupcake is one of the funniest things. Hello, Cupcake.
Well, listen, what else could go wrong?
You know what Cupcake means?
No.
Cupcake is not what everybody thinks. There's a thing in my mm-hmm. Cupcake was reputed to be his mistress. That was his nickname for his mistress. We're saying this on air, and I said it in my book. It's his nickname for his mistress, and then it came back and it stuck to him.
To him. It's funny how that happens in this country.
And
we pick up nicknames from all over the place.
He's just like, oh, how's it, Cupcake?
Yeah. I love that the title of the new annual is What Else Could Go Wrong? Because South Africa will deliver for you,
yes.
Sir.
and the thing about just the it's like we've just crashed the new on the cover here. The Cyril and Steenhuisen, the new itself is sitting in the back seat of this car that's crashed. But the new is the only one who really, as Cyril kind of says, what else could go wrong? There's this giant boulder that's going to crash down on all of them, and it's the Trump tariffs.
Oh.
So that's the connection between us and the rest of the world, which is exactly what we are seeing in the G20 right now.
It is here. Do yourself a favor. Go and see Jonathan talk over the course of the next couple of days. He's at Sacred Heart College tonight. The official launch is on Monday in Cramerville at Suits and Sneakers. And then signings tomorrow afternoon and Sunday afternoon at Exclusive Books in Sandton and Rosebank.
And then Monday is the big launch, Suits and Sneakers, half past five.
Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both for
having me here. And it's lovely to be with you.
Not often you get one of your idols in the studio.
Right.